That's one thing I wanted to ask you about right away. You told me how you ended up in Eau Claire, and I thought it was so marvelous, a person tuning into something that other people probably don't consider as the major signposts of how you're supposed to make decisions. Some people write up pros and cons and do that, and I was fascinated by your inner tapestry of decision-making.
Well, it would kind of seem that staying in Nashville, Tennessee, which is where I moved from, might have been an obvious choice for someone who's in the music world. So here's like a brief description of how I got here. I spent 21 years in Nashville. It was exactly the place that I needed to be specifically for my daughter. And that was all by grace that we landed there. When she was born, there were only a few places in the world that she could be to get the medical help she needed, and Nashville was one of them, and we had moved there just months before, and it was a godsend to wind up there and actually be two blocks away from the hospital where she would need to have a lot of care through her early life. So I was in Nashville for 21 years. I waited until my daughter was in college and really settled on her feet, but I had always known that I would want to leave because it really wasn't my place. It wasn't what I needed for my own development, I think, musically, ironically. So when Emma was on her feet, I started looking around where I might like to go to find people to work with. I was doing some very deep soul work in nature for a number of years. And when my daughter was about 20 years old and in her second, well, she had finished up her first year of college and I felt maybe she was ready and could handle it, that I was going to move away from our place that held our lives together. I did a vision fast, actually. And on my vision fast, I knew that I would need to move on from Tennessee and came home and started thinking about places where I might want to be and who are the people that I want to work with or what am I drawn to? You know, what's resonating from my own soul musically and where I want to go. And I knew I didn't want to go to the West Coast. There were some people that I really liked what they were doing, but they were in New York City and I didn't want to be there either. And there are some musicians in this area who I'd met when they were on tour down south. And I liked the Midwest vibe. I liked the feel of the music coming out of here. There is a nature component to it, to me, that felt really strong as a call. So I packed up and I moved to Eau Claire. I'd never been here. I didn't know a soul. And it actually wasn't the first time in my life that I had done that. I had done that when I was younger, but but it was a little different this time because this area is a little more challenging in terms of the landscape. I was looking forward to that, but it's quite an adjustment to be here. We can't say that right now because we could be in Tennessee, you know, with the weather that we're having right now. But I won't deny that the temperatures here in the winter are a challenge. They are. I've done better than I thought that I would do.
It seems to me that you must have adjusted pretty well. And actually, because we're used to actually heating our homes here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, I think that to some degree, people deal with colder temperatures, living temperatures, in Tennessee, perhaps, than they do here. I notice, for instance, that right at the moment, you're barefoot, which most people in Wisconsin think that's a little bit of extreme, but you're obviously a hardy person.
I really appreciate your observation on that point. Yes, I am barefoot. I also have my feet tucked up underneath my legs, sitting cross-legged on this chair so that they're not overly cold. You know, we have this damp cold down south. It just goes straight into your bones. And it's harder for me than the cold that's up here. Last winter, I thought was easier to stay warm than for 20 years in Tennessee, where you're just freezing all the time, really, in a certain way down there. It's just kind of the lows up here are frightening it's a psychological thing, I think. But actually, it is also different because you feel the reality of what colds can do when you're out in it for a while.